everyone, and welcome back to the Aria Technologies podcast. I'm Marlon Sampson, and today I'm pretty excited interviewing Peter Williamson, who's our National Sales and Marketing Manager, and also my boss. So Pete, last time we called back up in April, a lot of the things you were talking about was to sell what's on the truck. Obviously COVID-19, we're seeing a little bit of better results right now. What's changed and where do you see us heading?
Oh, hi, Marlon. So it's good to be back and thanks very much for the introduction. Yeah, look, the last time we spoke, we really talked about what was on the back of the truck and really what we wanted to be on back of the truck was those things that supported remote working and social distancing. So we obviously in the ELG space, we're very much talking to them about mobile twinning, remote extensions, and of course the soft client UCS solution that's available indigenous or inside our product at this point in time. Look, things haven't really changed. I think we're continuing to do that. But I guess what we're seeing is some further shifts in what people are looking for and certainly an affirmation of something that we've always said at Aria. So the affirmation is that voice is still the killer app. And we've noticed that during the pandemic, that no matter what happens, yes, video is great to have and collaboration is great to have, but if you can't make a phone call, then you're in real trouble. Secondly, secondly, and Marlon, you probably taught me this, but it's not really any more about remote working. It's actually about working anywhere. And I think, Marlon, that's going to be a precursor to what I'm going to call the business continuity phenomenon. So, you know, in the past, we've talked about unified communication and cloud and all those things. I think business continuity is going to become the buzzword of the second half of 2020. And if your product doesn't display abilities to actually address remote working or address working from anywhere or address group collaboration, I think the product will not be picked up by the marketplace going forward. I think now the good news is for us that the ELG product has a lot of this embedded in it and we've already been putting it out to our customers. But what's going to become more important is that it's going to be part of our lead when we talk about our products from a marketing sense, and it's going to be part of every presentation and every demonstration we do, proving that our product is nimble, agile, and to use a current word that I'm hearing everywhere, Marlon, pivotal. Pivoting on the business, right? So that's another new buzzword that I'm hearing around town. But yes, for me, working, selling what's off the trucks is continuing, but really it's starting to develop into being able to do business anywhere. And then, of course, you know, that brings in other key components like bandwidth, network, security and the like, which, of course, we deal with. So, mate, yeah, look, it's interesting times, and I guess the only other thing I would like to say really is that we'll start to move, as we move towards business continuity and working from anywhere, we'll also start to see us bouncing back. And certainly for Aria, as we finish this process of supporting people in the most difficult times, we also now want to migrate to support them as they redevelop and grow. You think about it. There's going to be two categories of companies in the post-pandemic, the winners and the losers. The losers are going to need us to be able to deliver productivity improvements and cost-effective improvements, and certainly on an OPEX basis, not a CAPEX basis. The winners are going to be desperate for agility, business continuity, and the ability to grow rapidly. So our product range, fortunately enough, can adapt to either of those drivers, and that's what we need to do, is to take the components of the ELG solution suite to the customer with the most relevant parts that are important to them.
Definitely, Pete, and I think we're really well set for that with the ability to do a mobile extension or mobile twinning to work from anywhere. Yes, clients being available on pretty much any type of system, Windows, Android, iOS, our ability to have business continuity, able to local redundancy or geographic redundancy, I think the ELG solution or the ELG environment is definitely ready to take that on. Thank you very much for joining us today, Pete. I'm sure we'll be having more chats in the future, and happy selling out there, everyone. Always remember to subscribe to the podcast as well. Any words, Pete?
No, yes, no. Good luck to everybody. Stay safe, stay well. And if anyone looking for support, we at ARIA are here to help. So thanks very much, Marlon.